From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In the streets of the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, a confident mood this evening. Thousands gathered for what's become a nightly event, a rallying speech by opposition candidate Viktor Yushchenko in the city's main square. It is day 11 of the political crisis, where protesters claim presidential election results naming the government candidate the winner were a fraud. Today, outgoing President Leonid Kuchma flew to Moscow for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and both the U.S. and Russia issued warnings about keeping events in Kiev free from foreign interference. More on Russian and American attitudes toward Ukraine in a moment, but first let's turn to NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Kiev. Lawrence, what did Ukraine's outgoing president, Leonid Kuchma, have to say when he returned from his talks with Vladimir Putin?
He said that the presidential election could be rerun, but only in its entirety, meaning you go back to square one, you go back to the first round where you have many candidates, and after that, the runoff election could be run. But the opposition has said consistently that that would be a very long process. Now, President Kuchma did say that the process could be sped along by constitutional changes and that other constitutional changes to reduce the powers of the presidency. In other words, if you don't have a powerful presidency, you give some of the powers to parliament, then you don't have a contentious election like this, would have to be enacted as well.
Is it clear that Vladimir Putin agrees with that strategy?
President Putin wholeheartedly supporting President Kuchma again today, standing alongside of him, saying that a rerun of just the runoff election, which the opposition has demanded, would bring nothing, would yield nothing. He was also in a very sarcastic mood, I would have to say, a very dour and sarcastic mood. His suggestion was that Western countries just don't like the result of this election, which formally elected Prime Minister Yanukovych, the President Kuchma's handpicked successor, and that therefore they will insist many times, perhaps 25 times, that runoff election be redone.
You know, the protests continue. I think we can hear that they're behind you. Is the opposition likely to agree to a repeat of the whole election process?
Opposition leader Yushchenko tonight defiantly coming out and saying, no way, we are not going to accept going back to square one. That is going to take months and months. What the government wants to do, Mr. Yushchenko said, is buy time and try to find some way, maneuver, find some way to stay in power. And we saw a very big crowd out there tonight, a very defiant and very loud crowd. Mr. Yushchenko not using any of the conciliatory language that he used yesterday during the meetings with mediators from the European Union. He called this a criminal and corrupt and incompetent government. And furthermore, he accused the government of wanting to use force to break up these demonstrators. He told his opposition protesters to stay on the street. He said victory was near, but he said there's no way we're going to accept these proposals, and the country will be pushed to the brink of disaster if we have to wait months to rerun the presidential election in its entirety.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets speaking to us from Kyiv.